We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor. Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.
Hey, Ola, it's Miles. Thank you guys for listening to the Men's Room Daily Podcast.
Have you heard our newest podcast? It's called The Greatest Story Never Told.
Download it today on radio.com. Be sure to subscribe. New episodes are uploaded every Tuesday at noon.
In the meantime, Mike, have we made it to drinking time?
Somebody out there deserves to be recognized. And the Men's Room knows just who it is. So to you, we say... Bottoms up, sailor! You're the toast of our shot of the day.
Drink time it is, and as usual, we head to the drink desk and Steve Throwhill to find out who we're toasting.
Yes, indeed, but first, a few comments have come in. First of all, you're talking about Reader's Digest. Who in the hell reads Reader's Digest? Someone says, my mother and sister still read Reader's Digest religiously. I'm going to let you in on a secret about your family you did not know. Both of them are over the age of 430 years old. And then as far as haircuts... You know, depending on the haircut you get, Ted, you're like, maybe bring back the Gumby. Somebody says, Antonio Brown, he could pull off any haircut, and I'm pretty sure he already has.
Yeah, remember, he had a blonde mustache.
That's
and,
weird.
And listen, I will say this just about Antonio Brown. I had not seen him for a while, right, because he stopped with the Steelers, and then there is whatever interview about him going to the Raiders, whatever. But it's the first time I see him with a blonde mustache. And before he even began speaking, I remember thinking to myself, because... Whatever. I remember thinking to myself in that moment, he's crazy. And it proved to be true. I did not know that he was insane, but...
Or someone that he... Moment, it could be someone that he was dating bleached.
If that's what he does.
I have no idea.
That's a myth.
Whoa!
Guess what brothers
Whoa,
do.
Whoa! Look at that. Look at that. Look at that.
That's what it was.
I'll be doing.
I know what you was at last night, Antonio.
I don't think he spends a lot of time worrying about the others.
I don't think so either.
Anyway, I don't need a video of him every time he runs a route in shorts. He's a great receiver.
We know.
We know.
That's kind of his M.O. Today, we chose 59-year-old Joseph Gay of Madison, Wisconsin, and 28-year-old James Wilkins of Beaver Dam, Wisconsin. This past Saturday, it's about 2:20 in the morning, and Joseph, he's the older one, he's driving drunk. So what happens... Well, he gets into a crash when he crosses over the center line and then hits a guy going in the other direction. The guy that he hit was the younger James. But as it turns out, James was also driving drunk. So the cops found out about both drunk drivers thanks to them crashing into each other. Now, when the cops got there, James stayed put. But Joseph, the older guy, he went off running into the woods, thinking he's going to disappear and not be found. Well, police dogs quickly caught up with him because dogs run faster than drunk humans, in case you did not know. James was arrested for what they're saying is his first DUI, implying, of course, it'll be the first of many. But Joseph, he was arrested for his sixth DUI. That's probably why he tried to make a run for it into the woods. Anyway, both men have been arrested and will be appearing in court later.
Yeah.
What are the odds of a drunk driver crashing into a drunk driver?
At 2:30 in the morning, I would say pretty good.
Well, yeah. You know, that's a good point.
Right. Yeah, I mean, right at that point.
Yeah, exactly.
But let's drink.
Two for one.
Oddly enough, we pour this booze and we drink this booze because we think it's yummy.
Yummy!
So over the tongue and down the throat to party in our tummies.
Down the hola, bitchola!
The Men's Room presents Profile This.
And Stephen Throwhill, can you please tell everyone how Profile This is played?
I sure can, Miles. By the way, Ted, someone says, my grandma had one of those vibrating pillows. It was the S. That from Tyler in Tacoma.
Yeah, I'm telling you, man, but there was only one of them, right? And it was a big deal.
It's a simple game to play, Miles, where we share with you a real-life news story, something that happened right here on planet Earth. her. And as you listen to the story, based on the stereotypes you believe to be true of people and the decisions that people make, we'll ask you what it is you think makes the story a story. Say hello to Cam. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola.
All right, Cam, do you understand how this here game is played?
Yeah.
Fantastic. You get to pick from one of three incredible categories. We have the wonderful world of drugs, what's in her food, and our latest, which we call interior decorating, where you get to guess the foreign object that someone stuffed into their own anus.
I like the first one.
Drugs? The wonderful world of drugs.
Drugs!
Drugs it is. All right, here is your story. A Canadian man. He was fished out of the Detroit River. He was unconscious. And he was tied to two bundles that contained more than 250 pounds of drugs. Didn't take officials long to figure out who he was. He'd actually been arrested a month earlier, admitted to using a submarine to smuggle drugs between Canada and the U.S. But he agreed to work for the feds. Now, according to the Department of Homeland Security, this Glenn Richard Masusu, I have no idea how to actually say his name, he was charged with drug dealing, cash smuggling, and entering the U.S. illegally. Now, the story begins back in May when a Michigan sheriff stopped a U-Haul truck near the Canadian border, and they found this guy in the driver's seat with nearly $100,000 in cash in a plastic container. Now, he initially denied that the money was his, but after an investigation, he finally stated that he directs a smuggling organization that moves money and narcotics between Canada and U.S. He told that he was also the owner of a submarine that had been seized by authorities a few weeks earlier, and he used that to ferry contraband across the river. But he agreed to stay in town at the Baymont Hotel in Flat Rock and cooperate.
Okay.
Now, according to the affidavit, 11 days after his arrest, he told Homeland Security he could provide them with information about a methamphetamine shipment that was arriving the next day. Then, in the dead of night, he bolted from the hotel, telling the clerk he had an emergency funeral to attend. He left behind a suitcase that contained five cell phones and a laptop, a dry suit used by scuba divers, and Canadian identity papers that had been stolen from someone else in a break-in. 2 weeks went by with no word from this guy. Then a few weeks ago, Border Patrol agents spotted a vessel cross the international boundary, and as they tried to stop it, they saw two large bundles get tossed into the water. When they went to investigate the bundles, they found that he was in the water still connected to the bundles that he had thrown overboard. Believe it or not, he's doing court for a detention hearing next week. My question is, what do you think he's trying to snuggle?
Same thing he was snuggling in.
We know what he's trying to snuggle. What do you think he was trying to smuggle? Was it meth, coke, weed, or oxys?
How much did the bundles weigh?
I believe it was 250 or 200, about 250 pounds. But they float.
Yeah, I mean, the obvious thing is weed, but...
I'm with you. Weed seems heavy.
Yeah.
But also...
It floats probably with plastic wrapping, but why would you go to all that work for, you know?
Especially when weed is legal in Michigan and in Canada.
Yeah.
I mean, obviously, you know, if you're getting it across the border, you're going to take it to a different state that doesn't have legalized marijuana if it's weed. So it's not too far to go from Detroit to Ohio. It's like a half an hour.
So he could have just, you know, whatever he was doing then, he was kind of confused and maybe he thought he was in another country and, so more like an opioid or the meth would be maybe then, you know, you get a little jumpy and, you know.
Okay, Cam, you've thought this through pretty well. What do you think, meth, coke, weed, or OxyContin?
I don't know. Or he just needed to trade it for what he didn't have, and that was on the other side. So let's go with...
Keep working it through. You got this.
The oxys.
Oxy it is.
You know what? I'm with them. For whatever reason, this...
Cam and Ted are together.
This is oxys.
I'm breaking off of this crap boat and taking the cocaine.
That's not what you hope he had.
We're going to find out if he was floating on meth, coke, weed, or OxyContin next.
That was a tease.
You are listening to The Men's Room.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with 3 friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor.
Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.
Back to the conversation. This is the Men's Room with Miles and Thrill. 99.9 KISW.
Canadian man fished out of the Detroit River. He was a drug smuggler and tied to bundles of drugs. Some 250 pounds worth.
Yeah.
It's kind of like floating on top of him. And they busted him and arrested him again. The question is, what type of drugs was he actually floating on, the 250 pounds worth? Was it methamphetamines, cocaine, weed, or OxyContin?
Drugs!
Cam has since dropped off the line, but Cam, you agreed with Deed Ted Smith, Oxys. It makes a whole lot of sense.
No!
No.
All right. And Miles, you went with good old-fashioned cocaine.
I did. Oh!
No, this genius, even though weed is legal in Canada and the state of Michigan, he had 250 pounds of weed running over an international border.
Was that important to him?
It was that important to him.
Damn. You gotta be careful up there. Before you know it, you're over the border. Seriously.
But what, with him, river? It's like, dude.
Yeah. On a river, like, what? I don't know, at least on the bridge, you know you're crossing the border.
That's a good, but like, mm-hmm. In a river, cut people a little slow. Now, granted, he had 250 pounds of weed, I understand, but generally speaking, like, I'm on a river, man. I don't know that I cross into another country. Post a sign or something.
He knows.
I know he knows.
He definitely knows.
Now for all TV news all the time, it's time for TV Time with Tim.
And now, because your pathetic life is confined to countless hours in front of a talking box, the Men's Room presents TV Time with Ted.
Ah. It's kind of, it's when you see with the old guy that's quiet all day, then you cruise by. No wake, a-hole! All right, your choices today will be Jimmy Fallon. Seth Meyers.
Okay.
Ted Smith.
Is it Ted or is it late night?
That's right. All these guys have a team of writers that come up with their monologues each and every night. It is up to you to determine, is this a late night joke and from whom, or could it be a The Ted Smith original?
Car company Lamborghini has created a luxury sport yacht. The price hasn't been revealed. Spoiler alert, you can't afford it.
Seth Meyers.
Ted Smith.
Ted Smith. Damian Lillard. By the way, Damian Lillard is a basketball player for the Portland Trailblazers. Yeah. You don't know who he is.
Yeah.
Dame time. Damian Lillard has serious doubts about players following the NBA's bubble rules. I think they'll be fine, said Diamond and Portia, who are local entertainers.
Seth Meyers.
The Ted Smith.
That's me again. I like that one.
Diamond and Portia.
I got you. Yeah,
I mean, it was either that or a Lexi. Lexi.
Lexus?
Well, I feel like Lexi's more of a stripper name.
Yeah.
Well Alexis Lexi, counts.
I feel like Lexus is more of the stripper, but Lexi puts out. Like Lexus says, this is business.
Yeah.
Lexi's like, I don't even dance.
Yeah. Are you from Georgia? No, I just like Savannah. There are 19 countries that don't have a single river. They actually do, but they're just in denial.
Me, Ted Smith.
Yeah.
I like it.
All right, that was me. Uh-huh. I was very excited for that one.
I like that one.
Yeah. Wait, trust me. I talked to the writers a little bit. We had a little bit of time today to actually talk about jokes. And I was like, I had a Three Rivers joke in there. Your privilege, Steelers fans.
Damn.
Check your privilege.
But then it was right. It was like, do people know they play at Three Rivers Stadium?
Yeah, then you just sound heartless.
Yeah, sounds mean. Speaking of sports bubbles, you know what? I'm not going to ruin people's day. They're looking forward to the sports bubble. Speaking of Steelers, though, Coach Cowa, he got coronavirus.
Cowa?
Yeah.
Cowa got corona.
Like a lot of people, he experienced symptoms in March, never got tested. A month later, he tested positive for the antibodies. But they lost their sense of smell and taste after returning from a trip to Hawaii.
So makes Ben Roethlisberger a little easier to be around.
Roethlisberger seems like he has a funk.
It's a lot of airports.
He looks like he got
a lot of airplanes, a lot of hotels. A lot of exposure, potentially. Because you got to figure, man, he's going to fly into Hart Field. He lives in South Carolina. More than likely, that plane's going from Los Angeles to Atlanta, then from Atlanta, he gets on a short puddle jumper to South Carolina.
Well, he landed
on three different planes.
They were in Hawaii, and then they landed in Newark because they spent some days in New York. Shocker, he picked New Jersey to be like, that's where I got the virus.
Yeah, hey. Either way, you're stopping at a major airport after that long haul.
No, but think about it like this. The last time I saw the outdoors, it was Hawaii. The next time I saw him, it was Newark, New Jersey.
I tell a story every time, but I fell asleep in the baggage claim and woke up to a pigeon just staring at me. I mean, it was that close to my face. Newark.
Hey, man, you all right? You all right, man?
D.L. Hughley, comedian. D.L. Hughley, one of the original Kings of Comedy.
Mm-hmm.
He feels bad now. He was doing some shows. He has a radio show as well. But then he ended up collapsing on stage at a comedy club in Nashville last night. Sorry. My allergies are killing me. I know. Give it to me.
Give it to me, baby.
Give it to me.
Ooh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
You don't have to do that in here now. Pull your pants up.
Oh, yeah. That's awesome. Faster.
All right. Sorry, Mike.
I told you look good in that shirt, man.
It's good color.
So, D.L. Hughley, he collapses on stage in Nashville, right? He had been asymptomatic.
Mm-hmm.
It's the start of a song.
I'm struggling today, too, man.
Asymptomatic.
It's rather quite emphatic.
So he says, quote, I'm a regular typhoid Mary. Makes me feel horrible that not knowing I potentially jeopardize so many people. We need to have a uniform approach to this thing. I think that everybody needs to get tested. Everybody needs to wear a mask. Basically, he went back, or before this, he gave everyone on his radio show, including his son.
Mm-hmm.
So oh,
he
wow.
Because he didn't realize he was infected.
Well, if you're asymptomatic, you don't.
You don't have any symptoms.
Right. So they all got infected. Some good news. If you like Beavis and Butthead, they're coming back.
Really?
But it's not just a one-time thing. They're planning two more seasons, plus additional specials and spinoffs. Mike Judge is back in the fold, which is good. I know our very own Mike Hawk is going through King of the Hill right now, which... Hank Hill and Beavis and Butthead, you dislike him very much.
That's mm-hmm. the funny thing about it.
You the two boys been whacking in my shed?
Trailer.
By
you
the
know
way.
What? Maybe it was a shed. I know in the movie he's got a trailer.
My okay. question is this, based on the time that has passed. One thing we know about Beavis and Butthead is that they're going to wear a rock t-shirt.
Sure.
Correct.
And typically the rock t-shirt that they wear sometimes is a good band, other times it's not. They have had winger shirts on back in the day. I mean,
so who do you think they picked for the good and bad?
I think Beavis and Butthead always wore like AC/DC and Metallica, right? Mm-hmm. It was like the idiots they didn't like that wore like the winger shirt.
Right. So I'm curious to find out
who Mike Judge hates.
Who these other bands are. Right. They're going to rise to the top here.
Look,
one way or another.
I'm fine with this band, but let's be honest. Somebody's going to be in a Nickelback t-shirt.
Oh, I would almost guarantee. Okay. You almost have to.
Mm-hmm. No offense, Mr. Kroger.
Right. Even if you don't dislike Nickelback, it's understood they still have to be there. By the way,
Creed will be in there.
Yeah, Creed could be there for sure.
Hmm. Beavis and Butthead, by the way, was on MTV from 92 to 97. It got an eighth season in 2011, but didn't go past that. And there was the movie Beavis and Butthead Do America that came out in 96.
Quick side note, Mike Hawk, if you are going through King of the Hill now, you're familiar with all the characters, right? So, I don't know where Miles found this, but you know, the show goes to other countries as well. One of the places is French-speaking Quebec. So Miles played me an audio clip of Boomhauer speaking in French. I have no idea what it is he's supposed to be saying. Do yourself the favor and Google it, and you will laugh your ass off. If you know who the character is, hearing him in French is equally as funny.
I'm sure I will.
Yeah, and somehow his voice got higher.
Way higher.
My cousin, by the way, is Boomhauer. Like, no matter how old we get, he is just a mumbler.
Really?
Oh, yeah. Like, one of those things, like, especially, you know, because I don't see him that much anymore. It's usually a wedding or something. But it's like, you got to get, like, lean in. But what's that? What are you saying?
Yeah, my Boudin uncle's a little like that.
Amy, yeah. Down to Boudin. I don't know who you were, but did put him on Broadway.
Like, I think he's basically said, I'm going to feed you.
My one cousin is also one of those people that is super, not quiet, but kind of a reserved person.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, till it comes to sports and social media.
Uh-oh.
Hot takes.
Hot takes.
Left and right. All right. let's see. The Ringer put out a list of the movies for Independence Day, right? They kind of ranked them. Top 15 and the bottom 10 movies.
Like now, 10 let worst. Me just ask if the movie Independence Day even shows up for the Independence Day movie.
It's got to be number one.
It's number one.
Yeah.
We were talking about it earlier. Do you know what number two is on this list?
I hope it's not Born on the 4th of July.
Yeah, that'd be a weird one.
No. We talked about it earlier.
Wait, talked about it earlier today?
Correct. But we left a word out.
Oh, Back to the Future.
Correct.
These are movies that were released over the 4th of July weekend, then, I'm assuming?
Yes. Yeah, my bad. I left
that. And since they're not doing that this year, I guess they're...
Right. Right. So they went back to 85 when Hollywood first started releasing blockbusters. So they're ranking them.
All right.
Terminator 2.
Judgment Day. That was a good movie.
Mm-hmm. Actually, it's funny. That was the first one I watched.
By the way, if anyone has watched the latest one, let me know if it's worth watching. Like, every night... I watch the trailer. I'm like, I just don't know. So let me know. Please continue.
Mm-hmm. Coming to America.
Okay.
Great movie.
Yeah. Men in Black.
Another good movie.
Armageddon.
Yeah.
You know.
Apollo 13.
It's a it is. It's a very good movie. But I know it's a blockbuster. But typically, when you say blockbuster, it's also going to be stupid. Hence, Men in Black, Back to the Future, that kind of thing. Apollo 13. You're like, yeah, this.
Well,
I'm
mean,
glad they lived.
It's like Independence Day. Like, it's hard to explain to people. I don't
know. Is that green, too?
I went ahead.
Did they squat?
I don't remember that scene, man.
When it blows.
Oh. So it's just like us.
Is that right when he said, welcome to Earth?
Turn that fan on.
Oh, Sebastian Bach. when it blew up everything in the movie, like, it was unbelievable. Like, the effects of that. You hadn't seen that.
No.
Those kind of special effects.
Agreed.
Ship.
I know.
Spider-Man Homecoming. That came out in 2017.
Glad they entered home.
I think that's... Is that the animated... No. Okay, never mind.
Spider-Man 2. That came out in 2004. Spider-Man Far From Home. That the original was called E.T. A League of Their Own was a 4th of July blockbuster.
That makes sense.
Die Hard 2.
Die Harder. Tom Hanks shows up. Like, what I'm about to say? Tim Honks.
Tim Honks.
William.
Tom Hanks shows up a couple times here.
Yeah, The Firm, a great book by a guy that's a famous writer.
Is it Grisham?
John Grisham.
And Tom Cruise is in it.
He is in that.
You know who else is in that? Diabetes. Wilford Brimley.
He is scary in that.
He's actually quite terrifying. Like, when he says, eat your oatmeal, you're like, yes, sir.
Transformers was one, and then South Park, bigger, longer, uncut.
Okay.
Now, here's the 10 worst. By the way, you will notice that Will Smith showed up a few times.
Yes.
Men in Black, Independence Day, couple times.
Mm-hmm.
10 worst 4th of July releases.
Is Will Smith back?
What gave you that idea?
His career tends to be like, I really like this movie, and then you make another one. This is really stupid.
So for the majority of the time, Will Smith is your 4th of July movie star.
He's number one for the best one, Independence Day, and number one for the worst one, Wild Wild West.
Oh God, was that a July 4th one? Yeah,
that
movie sucked.
Wild Wild West.
Even the song sucked.
Yeah. What else was on here? Oh, we talked about this earlier today. The Lone Ranger came out in 2013.
Where are the holes in these masks?
Was it received well? Some of these movies I don't even remember. The Last Airbender.
I remember the commercial for it.
License to Wed.
Okay. Oh, my God.
Baby's Day Out, 1994. I hope that's a cartoon.
What is that about?
I don't know.
Baby heading to town.
No, I thought it was the day you were born. Baby's Day Out. I finally got out of my mama's womb. followed shortly thereafter by the placenta, which is still in the freezer.
94 was a bad year because the other one, there's another movie on this list from the same 4th of July weekend in 1994 called I Love Trouble. That's probably what the baby said when he peaced out the front door.
Pretty much.
Leaving the hug tunnel, mama. Make my way into the world.
Speaking of children.
Oh, boy.
Good news if you're a Washington Nationals fan. If you're not a Nationals fan, you're going to hate this news. Baby Shark is coming to Nickelodeon.
Why?
The original video has almost 6 billion? Billion.
Are you kidding?
6 billion views.
Wow.
Now there's a TV show, Baby Shark Big Show. Coming to Nickelodeon, starting with a holiday special in December.
It'll give you a half hour, or whatever the time is on it. Yeah, I mean, you don't have to sit there and watch it.
You have to play your cards right. Your kids have to be at the age where you don't have to watch it with them.
Correct.
That is very important.
You just need to know that they'll hopefully stay there and watch it.
I think the craziest thing is that Nickelodeon says it's excited to, quote, dive deeper into this incredible world.
Oh, stop it. I mean, just stop.
I don't
no,
know.
You're
I
not.
Mean, I get it. It's entertainment, right? You milk it dry. You know?
Bring it back.
I know, but
dig in a dry well.
Well, I guess, look, if you got 6 billion views, like, okay, let's go ahead and run with this. Even if it sucks, enough people keep watching it.
Are you referencing your brother on the Washington National fan?
Well, no, that was a thing. The Washington Nationals, that was like a song that the whole team got rallied around.
Baby Shark?
Yo, it was massive. They did that in the dugout all the time. God. Like, I have a koozie that has baby sharks on it because it was a Washington Nationals championship thing.
I didn't know they jumped on that train.
Yeah, well, you know, to be honest with you, it's a deep reference on the West Coast. Not a lot of national fans. But yeah, that was their whole thing. You know, like sometimes, like, what was Willie Stargell, right? In the Pirates?
Sister Sledge, We Are Family?
Right.
Whole thing.
And there's just certain songs that, like, a team will grasp onto. So for whatever reason, when they were in the middle, because the Nationals weren't doing that good during the middle of the year.
Right. And then they just
started playing Baby Shark and turned it all around.
They started playing Baby Shark. I mean, maybe it's like a Sounders fan and you watch them and they're banging on the lockers, right? Doing jingle bells or whatever. Like, they're just, I don't know how to explain. You know, everybody's in this room, I'm sure, has been on a sports team. Like,
God, but it was there's suck, some song such a lame kind of, song.
Right. There's some song that kind of bonds everybody together. I mean, look, I went to a party. We were singing Party in the USA.
Next time you go to a party, play that song from Sarah McLachlan that they play for the SPCA. Yeah.
They should play that, though, instead of that song that the Seahawks play. What is that, like the verb?
They switched it.
They did.
It used to be Bittersweet Symphony.
Yeah.
Now it's a different one.
Okay, good.
I am not sure. I went to a game last year, and so I was just like, oh, they changed.
Thank God.
Good now idea. It's a thank you for that in-depth reporting. Now it's a different song.
Thank you, Ted. We appreciate it. You are listening to The Men's Room.
The Men's Room returns with Miles and Thrill. Now, let's see what's happening in the real world.
All right, here we go. A man is left with a painful 4-hour erection after being infected with COVID-19. Meanwhile, a robber eludes police by jumping into the ocean until he sees the biggest fish that he had ever seen. Speaking of California, high-speed chase ends after a driver launches off a cliff. We mentioned that story about the COVID-19 and for 4 hours being stiff. And a man makes an amazing discovery that by not going to the bar, he's saving money. It is time for your headline.
Now, it's time to hit the head lines. Here's my cock.
All right, top story. We're going to France, where a 62-year-old man is having a hard time dealing with the coronavirus. One-third of those suffering from coronavirus are experiencing a symptom called thrombosis, or blood clots. That's exactly what our man is experiencing while fighting off the bug, but it has unfortunately targeted his nether regions.
I have an erection!
He found himself in the hospital after blood clots were trapping blood in his penis, causing him to swell for an uncomfortable 4 hours.
Mm. Is that like your body telling you it hates you? I could just give you blood clots, but instead, I'm going to give you an erection.
I'm going to do it to your penis. He went to the hospital, and they were able to drain the blood.
Hey, your brain. Just wanted to let you know we're a little upset with you. Smelling your blood clots, they're in your D. Sorry, man.
At 62 years old, like, does he even want to see that anymore?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. From the day you discover it, From the day you discover its magic purpose, you want to see it every day.
Okay.
You know, it's like when I get home from work, it doesn't matter what has happened during the day. The way the dog reacts when I get home is as though I've been serving overseas.
Right. Right.
That's the way I feel when I see my penis.
I mean, sometimes
it's that equal amount of happiness and sheer excitement.
As they get a little older, though, maybe they're a little bit slow to get up. Maybe they realize that you're going to come over here anyway, so I'll just kind of lay down.
But they're still happy to see you. Might not be as vigorous, but you are still happy.
Every time.
Every single time.
Oh, man. Another news, we may have covered this a little bit earlier today, but two men in Columbia City have been arrested for drunk driving, and they have each other to blame. Police got a call early in the morning about a car crash and reported that one of the drivers fled the scene. Officers were able to track down the running driver using a canine unit, and he was arrested on multiple charges, including drunk driving. The other driver was also arrested because he, too, was drunk. These two were driving drunk, and they actually managed to crash into each other, taking them both out of the streets. Fantastic.
That is like the two-for-one sale.
It really is. And the one that fled, I believe he had a bunch of charges on him. I believe he was even...
He had five previous,
including violation of parole, if I'm not mistaken.
Oh, damn, okay.
Something like that.
Probably out related to DUIs.
I was going to say, out on parole, drunk driving.
Yeah, good work there, boss. Now you know why he ran. Moving on, a woman in Minnesota who had just graduated with a nursing degree found herself cradling a car crash victim while wearing some strange clothing. She was on her way to her new townhome with her husband when she witnessed a car accident. While the two involved in the accident were sorting things out, they were unfortunately hit by a third driver, which kind of escalated things even further. The woman jumped into the scene and immediately began to help where she could. The weird thing was is that she had just come from her wedding. Meaning that she was still literally in her wedding gown while she was still sitting there helping those people that were involved in the crash.
And you know what? That thing is going to be covered in blood and put in a box and then sit under the bed.
That thing has a reason to be kept now. You see those blood stains? I helped somebody on my wedding day.
You hope that every bride can say that.
That's right.
You know what the moral of the story is?
What's that?
That if you don't have a big wedding because of COVID-19, then you have money to put down on a brand new townhome that you're driving to.
Exactly.
Right. So that's what really you should take out of this whole story.
Ta-da!
Guess what?
Guess what?
Could have just put a down payment on a home if we didn't have that large wedding.
Mm-hmm.
Well, they didn't have one. So guess what they got now? A home!
Over in the UK, a man was arrested thanks to a fish. The man was being pursued by police for a violent crime and decided to evade them by jumping into the water. While in there, he encountered a massive fish just swimming by, and the fish spooked him so much that he sprinted back out of the water right into the waiting arms of police officers.
I gotta know what this fish is.
Right? That's
gotta
exactly
know what this fish is.
Too.
And then they said he jumped into the sea. And I thought, all right, we're in the
sea. Under the sea.
Right.
You know, the sea. It almost sounds like this is like back in time.
I know. You don't really hear the sea.
No, you don't. Exactly.
I'm going to sail the sea, son. I'll
the
be
seven
back.
Seas. Aren't they oceans?
Isn't this thing like a baby whale that swam by?
Like a grouper. What could this thing be?
I wonder if he thought it was a shark.
If it's anything other than a shark, most people don't go into panic. It does not mean that's the right way to think, but... Typically, when people go, that's a mighty big fish, it's because they're thinking shark. And
right.
Then you make different decisions.
Unless this guy was just wigged out by fish, in which case, what are you doing in the sea?
Why are you in the sea?
Why are you in the sea?
Are you Jason and the Argonauts?
I'm under it.
Under the sea!
A man in the UK had to be taken to the hospital after he burglarized a local vet. During the break-in, the man made off with some good drugs, mainly the ones meant to tranquilize dogs and horses. After scoring the substances, the man took said drugs, causing a reaction that required immediate medical attention. This unfortunately caused authorities to have to once again remind the public that the use of drugs not intended for human consumption could lead to fatal reactions.
No, you don't need to remind the public of that. The public already knows that. The public makes its own decisions, and sometimes we make really stupid ones.
Dosage has a lot to do with weight.
Yeah.
Right.
Horse.
There's a reason that children's Tylenol is different from adult strength Tylenol.
Correct. Yeah, I take so much of that children's stuff.
Yeah.
I don't, just get a little bit of a bite.
Oh, man.
I need the whole bottle of children's Tylenol to get a little bit high.
That's brutal.
These are chemicals. They are drugs. They are messing with your body chemistry. This needs to be dialed into the nth degree
think
to make it happen
properly.
Think
how big a horse is. Mm-hmm. You're going to knock a horse out?
Right. This puts it to sleep long enough for surgery.
Yes. That's what you're going to take.
What do you think it's going to do to you?
I need medical attention, and I'm surprised.
Let's talk about something funny. Over in Las Vegas, a pilot is making headlines for back-talking air traffic control.
Land where I want.
I love this. There's a video that you can actually watch of the exchange, but it starts with ATC confronting the pilot who is not where he's supposed to be. He's in what they call the Bravo, which I'm not entirely sure what that is. I'm sure pilots already know. The exchange goes a little something like this. Air traffic control says, N1 NR, I need you outside of the Bravo, to which he replies, negative. He says, negative what? He says, I'm inside. She says, you were not given clearance to go through the Bravo. 1NR exit the Bravo immediately. He says, I've been talking to you the whole time. That's the whole point of talking to you. She says, you have to have a Bravo clearance. You have to request a Bravo clearance. He says, I requested Bravo clearance about 15 minutes ago. She said, nobody cleared you through the Bravo but me. He says, then clear me through. She says, no. He says, yes. He's then called an inappropriate yet fitting name by another pilot in the airspace.
A-hole.
To which he then actually started to say, like, hey, that's an appropriate language for this line.
For this channel?
For this channel, that's right. This guy's back-talking air traffic control who has the highest stress job that I can even imagine. There's planes full of people flying over in the middle of the air.
I've just never heard that. And look, I'm not a pilot, nor do I work in air traffic control, but I've just never heard a story where there's a debate.
Right.
Yeah, I mean, you can say you have an emergency, something like that, but not just like, I'm going to get out of this airspace. No.
I'm already inside a Bravo.
I'm just, no.
What are you going to do? I live here now.
And honestly, if you listen to this conversation, the guy, he's calling the whole time, like, no.
Right.
Wait, what?
Through. And he did land. I mean, they found some way to clear him through, and he did land.
Because he's coming in.
Then they apologized to him when he landed. Like, I'm sorry for whatever happened. He's like, yeah, but I understand. So...
Are you kidding me?
No, this guy's still a jackass, and
that means he's loaded.
He's got to be rich.
He's loaded.
You need Big Shirley working air traffic control. Listen, mother.
He's done.
There's some Air Force bases down there in Nevada.
That's it for headlines with that. Mike Hogg is out.
Thank you, Mike. We appreciate it. We'll see you next time for the return of Ted versus the FCC. The lovely Taryn Daly is up next.
That is all true, but in the meantime, we be all up out this bitch. So until next time, please do what you do best. And for Aletha's sake, stay beautiful.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.